Act 2, Scene 2.
That's that then. Ashes to ashes, dust to dusted.
The service was nice, don't you think?
I'm not having a funeral.
Well, not today.
Sylvia lived life to the full. Sod that, she just stayed up too late.
Miss Shaw, there's people in mourning.
For more fool then.
Miss Shaw.
I don't grieve and I don't pray. Never have, never will.
She should have given the sermon.
Who's she? The cat's mother?
Where, oh death, is your victory? Where is your meow?
Where's a bloody black cab when you want one?
The weather, ain't it? So what happens now? We head back to the court. No, to her. Well, take her to Egham, I suppose. Staines.
And we'll send her off with a glass of champagne.
She said she'd go home in a silver Rolls Royce. Mrs. Ellis. It's just to keep warm. No. Just the tot? No, I said no. Nice word, isn't it? Tot. Top, 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 top. Tell top, you what, top. Let's catch a bus.
A bus?
Big and red, dear.
I'd rather get frostbite. Taxi! Oh,
not so harshly, she's fragile.
Oh, you baby her.
You barely speak to her.
Look at her, what's there to say?
You might not be grieving, but she is.
Is that what you call it?
She's been in a world of her own since...
She can stay there. At least she's not pestering me.
Do you think perhaps they're wrong?
Who?
The papers, the doctors, the police.
Not this time.
They could be. I mean, lots of girls go to Clifton. They could have confused her with...
Who?
But she never leaves early. She stays at a party till dawn.
Not this time.
But if she was so badly mangled, then how did they know it was her?
Keep your voice down.
Stay close, there's cameras. Where was Coochie? Why wasn't he there? I mean, what was she doing in a car with... Who was it? A journalist.
Same as she did every Saturday.
And how many spills had she had?
13, the mirror said.
13, see? She walks away, that's what she does, silly cow, walks away.
Well, this time she didn't.
Take my picture instead.
Mrs. Ellis.
Come on, take it.
Come away.
And you know what's funny? I didn't even like her that much.
Of course you did.
I didn't. She got on my wig. She said we were friends, and then she dropped me for Diana Dawes.
That was just for the press.
I'll say it was. Where are you now, dear Diana? Not at Golders Green Creme on a January day.
You've had enough now.
Not like her true plows, who ain't going to miss her at all.
Why don't you...
Stupid cow.
Why don't you give it to me?
Stupid.
Ain't she on Atty pills?
Yes.
Well, give her another.
Stupid.
Mrs. Ellis.
Ruth!
Yes, Sylvie?
Give the hot flask to Doris.
You don't want Desmond to see you like this, do you?
He understands.
Nor poor little Andy.
Poor nothing, he's perfectly fine.
Nice flat he's got, has he, cussin'?
Yes.
It's better for Andy there. Better for you.
Desmond provides.
So you don't want to cause any trouble then, eh? You just want to keep it all nice.
I am. I'm getting new photographs done.
What kind of photograph?
That's my business.
And you're mine.
Not since you sacked me.
I didn't. Maury decided.
But you could have helped me.
I got you set up, didn't I? And you've let me down, my dear. Badly.
We all make mistakes.
And when I start modelling again.
What kind of modelling? Camera club?
When the Emperor takes off.
For you?
David's building a racing car.
Still?
With Findlater.
Oh, Mrs. Ellis.
That's what they call it. The Emperor.
More like the Emperor's new clothes.
It's different now, actually.
How?
You promised you'd stay right away.
We're getting married.
Really?
You what?
He's proposed to me, properly this time.
When?
Last night in the Rodney Hotel.
Last night?
I can't see a ring.
When I told you and told him.
I have to go.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Or you'll turn to that old married bitch or his cheap usherette or the Findlater's nanny, who's fat, by the way.
Right, miss, let's take a walk to the tube.
In these shoes?
It'll sober you up.
No.
Just do as you...
No!
Do you want a good hiding, is that it?
Not here.
Because by crikey, you're heading for one.
Show some decorum, the pair of you, please.
You had a chance, Ruth. Your one chance to raise yourself up.
And I have. It's not an ordinary love affair. We're on a much higher plane.
Oh, dear God.
He can't live without me. If I go, he'll kill himself, that's what he says.
No, he won't.
You don't know that.
I do.
How exactly?
Because I had a father come back from the Somme. Don't talk to me about it. Don't.
Can we please just go home?
In a silver Rolls Royce.
Back to the club, miss, for champagne and...
Taxi!
I can't. I've made other plans.
Who with?
Desmond.
Good.
Hallelujah, he's stopped.
We're driving to Penn.
Penn? Ain't that where Loverboy's from?
And the woman he screws. We'll find the slut and we'll see what she says when she knows about me. And where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
It's all right, Mrs. Ellis.
My compact.
No, I'm done.
Leave it.
No, I'm.
Let her do it herself.
Are you blind, deaf and dumb now? She gone.
Oh, dear. Silly me.
I'm sorry, Miss Shaw. It's just I've been working so terribly hard and Albert don't like him.
Are you coming with me or what?
Mrs. Ellis?
She was killed in a revolution.
Oh, suit yourselves.
Take my arm now. Come on.
What more can you say?
I'll get you home.
Last night, David said I'd end up just like her. I thought that was terribly cruel.
You won't, do you hear me? You won't.
But it should have been me.
Please, Mrs. Ellis.
Because she was... And I'm just... Why, Doris? Why wasn't it me?